What's up, guys? Faruki Bros here, back with another video. And today for you guys, as Umri, where'd your picture go? It disappeared. But today for you guys, we're going to be talking about a few topics from various different franchises. And I want to start with the latest Disney remake, The Little Mermaid. So this movie came out 2 weeks ago now? Or no, it just came out last week, right? This came out last week. It's doing quite well at the box office, as most Disney remakes do. And we can get into what we thought about the movie briefly, but I thought the more interesting discussion is really about Disney remakes as a totality, you know? And now we've had about five, if not mistaken. We got Cinderella, we had Beauty and the Beast, you had Lion King, Aladdin, and Mulan. Mulan also in the middle, so it was so bad, I was forgetting it. But
And Pinocchio, does Pinocchio count?
Yeah, Pinocchio counts too, so there's seven, I guess. Yeah, these are seven Disney remakes. And I can give you a quick thing what you thought about the movie, but more importantly, does The Little Mermaid prove that Disney remakes are worth it, or do you think this whole endeavor really was just the soulless crash, the cash grab that we all thought it was?
I mean, honestly, it could be a mix of both, because like the movie necessarily wasn't bad, like compared to something like Lion King, which the emotion was like completely stripped away because of their choice to go with the hyper realistic version, and then something like Mulan, where they didn't follow the Disney version of the movie, but rather the original story more. So, like, they didn't take those kind of liberties. It was similar to Aladdin, where it was like visually and thematically basically what the animated movie was, but even more safe than Aladdin, because Aladdin, they really changed up Genie's whole story, they changed up Jafar's motivation, they gave Jasmine a little more like purpose or whatever. So even there, they had a lot more changes. But this one kind of felt like just one for one in line with this is what the animated movie did. And there's no reason to change it. There's no reason to divert from that and just recreating this new format. So as far as that, I didn't feel like it was bad in any sense. But like all the other remakes, it was nothing special in the sense that it is what it is. You know what to expect, and it can never really capture the magic of the animated movies. So, in my opinion, it is really just a cash grab, because there's no other reason Disney's for doing this, and I don't think that re-releasing it for the sake of making it diverse is a good excuse to like excuse Disney from trying to make these remakes, because it is just for the money. I don't think there's any other real reason to be doing this, because you already have the perfect version in animation. So like, and now there's a whole discussion of, oh, animation is cinema, this and that. So it's like, why are you trying to discredit or discount that by releasing in live action? Like, do you think it's going to make it more validated or whatnot? So for those reasons, I think that it is a cash grab by Disney. But as a movie, it also wasn't completely bad. And I think it did, it was faithful to the actual animated movie.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of agree with you. I'll jump in next and give my quick thoughts on the movie. I didn't get a chance to write a formal review of it. And I end up giving this movie 3 stars, which is really much in the middle of the pack when it comes to a film. And again, it comes down to this point where, like, was it worth making this movie when literally it's pretty much a one-to-one of the animated movie, except with like a couple of more scenes. The dialogue made 2 more songs, both of them written by Lin-Manuel Miranda, and one of them being incredibly bad, in my opinion. So I thought, like, when you do make an hour and a half lean animated movie, which was critically acclaimed and beloved by everyone, you make it a live action movie, well, what do you have to say about it, right? So, and then you could make a whole different case, and I don't want to get into the whole conversation about like how disrespected animation is in general, and people don't consider it real movies, and everything has to become like live action. In the end, The Little Mermaid is just CGI. All he did was move from hand-drawn animation to computer animation with a couple of actors wearing mocap suits, right? And that's, in the end, what Little Mermaid is. But where it shines, it really shined in one place only, and I think that's the main actress, Halle Bailey. So she, her vocal performance in particular is what really drove this movie. So I was really sold when, you know, A Part of Your World, that main song, and that was it. That main song, I was like, okay, she got it. This lives up to what I guess she was trying to do and what the film was trying to do. So I was like, okay, this all makes sense. And so I really liked her performance. it's everything else that feels kind of mid, really. And I was just like, I don't know where this is going. And unless we're going towards a live action Kingdom Hearts movie, I don't particularly care. So it's just like, I'm just kind of just there. And I'm just like, okay, I'm here for the ride. It's good nostalgia bait. And I guess it's good for new generations to be introduced to these movies. But in the end, I just don't see if it's like necessarily worth it. But Samir, I want to jump to you next and kind of get your sense of not necessarily what you thought about Little Mermaid, but more the Disney remake concept, because you didn't mind Lion King and I forgot what you thought about Aladdin, but what are your thoughts generally about Disney remakes? And do you think that it's going anywhere good, or should you just call it a day? I mean, if it keeps making a billion like it has been, they're not calling anything a day, but what do you think?
I mean, I liked Aladdin more than most of the other ones. I still think it's just a cash grab. I mean, the only good thing about the live action movies, I guess, is that new generations of kids haven't really lived through the animated movies the way that people seeing the new live action, thinking about how the classic animated movies were so perfect. They really haven't lived through that, so this is like their version of that. Kind of, it's literally just a remake. They just made it live action, just putting it out, and of course it's gonna make money. It's just a Disney movie again. There's nothing crazy different about it. Nothing. They're not really accomplishing anything new from it. I do think it's kind of dumb to make these newer animated movies into live action right away, like Moana. I don't really see the point of that, just to have The Rock make another movie, I guess. But as long as they keep making money, they'll just keep doing it. So, you know, you might as well just do Kingdom Hearts. You know what I mean?
And your point is actually where I was actually naturally going, because I was thinking, like, where does it end? It is one thing, okay, these movies are, you know, it makes us feel old, but they really are almost 30 years old, each of these movies, right? So you're making movies that are three decades old into live action. You can make the case, but when we're getting to the point where Moana, who just came out like 9 years ago, is getting a full remake, I'm like, well, what are we doing? Next, we're getting a Frozen remake, we're getting this remake, like, we can get Coco remake. Like, I get it, but those movies can stand the test of time on their own without getting the direct remake. There are some people who are interested. I'm going to go to the comments really quick. And some people looking forward to Lilo and Stitch. They love the original and Cautiously Optimistic. I saw the Lilo and Stitch. Again, it's like, that movie stands the test of time. Does it necessarily need to just get remade? I don't know. And then I put this comment on the screen before, but I'll put it up again. Lion King, while pretty soulless, made $1.6 billion. And that's what it comes down to the other day. It's the bottom line. And it's, if these movies are making $1 billion, they're going to keep getting made. Like, there's no other version of it. And as much as, like, Austin would bring up, like, Disney remakes need to stop, there's nothing stopping it if people are showing up in the end. You know, like, if people didn't show up, then it's like, okay, there's no point making them. Why are they making things no one's going to? But people are showing up in droves, you know? Aladdin made $1 billion. Lion King made $1 billion. I'm not sure Little Mermaid will hit $1 billion, but it'll probably hit $700 million at least. So everything's performing well, and they have no reason to stop the hype train in that sense. So, and then Daniel comment saying remakes are 99% just crap, only 1% of them are good. And I'm curious which 1%. And that's actually the next question. Maybe Umar, you can say it. Umar, was there any Disney remake that you liked?
No. I think the animated, I think Samir put it best. Like, this is new, like, for the new, like, for the generation that's growing up now and watching these movies for the first time, I think for them, this could be easily their classics. But for me, I mean, I think I personally, like, didn't like even the classics. So, like, I didn't really care for this whole gambit of, like movies. So, it wasn't, like, for me, I don't really care either way. Like, for me, I'm not the right person to ask the question, because I don't have, like, the
bro doesn't like
oh, Mermaid's my class, oh, let me go watch Mermaid, like, oh, Aladdin's my, you know, like, no, like, I don't have that.
Bro didn't like Lion King. Let's be honest, just, well, put it out there for everyone to know.
Zane loves Lion King, especially
I'm putting you on front street right now. I'm putting you on front street because you said all these Disney Renaissance movies, Lion King, Aladdin, whatever, Hercules, Little Mermaid, you're not into them, right? But the movies that Uber finds his classics are like Megamind, Surf's Up. And what's the other one? Like, I don't know. But it's all these like kind of off-Broadway.
Underground.
Indie. Rose watching the indie animated movies.
You already know.
So, like, you know, like, we, you know, people with pretentious, like, well, I watch, like, cinema, I don't watch regular movies. That's Umu for anime. All the childhood movies are, like, these really, like, indie animated movies. Like, not the mainline ones. So, like, he's like, yo, Megamind. And Sur-. Not that Megamind's indie, but, like, Megamind, Surf's Up. What else does he like? There's one more, but it'll come up. Samir, what did you watch when you were little?
I forced Samir to watch Surf's Up at least 500,000 times.
Guy used to watch Monster House, like, on repeat.
Okay, there you go. Monster House, you know? None of these movies are anything. I mean, they're good, but they're not Lion King.
Surf's Up's the go, bro. Surf's Up's better than any movie that we've discussed on the stream ever.
Bro said Surf's Up.
It's the go movie. Better than Dune. It's better than Justice League. Definitely better than anything. Any Superman movie, I'll tell you that. Tell me I'm wrong.
Might be true.
I can't necessarily disagree. But I wasn't comparing it to Superman movie. I was comparing it to Lion King.
Samir, would you rather watch Surf's Up or Superman? Or Batman v Superman?
I mean, you know me. No,
that was an easy question. That was an easy throwing question for him. Yeah, tell him Dune versus Surf's Up.
That's Samir. Dune versus Surf's Up.
You watch both simultaneously. And then Austin brings up the Disney answer. I'm going back to the comments. Like, Austin said he wants Disney to make more original stuff again. They've somehow gotten so lazy, which is interesting because I haven't seen it yet. I think we're press screening coming soon. I don't know if we're even going to make it. But the new Pixar movie, Elemental, is coming out, which is considered original, right? It's not a remake. It's the next Pixar movie. It looks good, but watching the trailer, it seems so familiar. It's almost like I've seen this movie 10 times already, even though I've never seen it before. You know, it's like, it looks like it's the derivative of like Inside Out and
what is this guy talking about, bro?
Yeah, it looks like Zootopia and Inside Out combined.
That's what I'm saying, like thematically, yeah. Like it just looks like
those, you mean, like vibrancy, like
not vibrancy. It looks from the theme of the movie. Like you have one
the same like, stylistic character, the same ideas. Yeah. You know, like
in this case, I know that movie's supposed to be like an immigrant allegory of like water and fire, and like the water people control everything, and the fire
ultimate
people
immigration like, story.
Yeah, it's like the ultimate immigration story of Disney. But the problem is it's been done so much that I can, just by watching the trailer of that movie, I already know what that movie is. And I don't have to even see it to know what that movie is, Elemental. And then so then I go back to Austin's comment because he's saying that he wants Disney to make more original stuff. Well, then what is original? Because do you mean original is just make something that hasn't been done before? Or do you mean original is take new ideas and go somewhere new? Because I can't tell you the last time there was a truly original Disney or Pixar movie on this side of maybe Coco, you know, like where it's like truly original.
I think Soul was pretty good.
Soul, that was good. Yeah,
that was like the last one.
Since then, it has been they've not been hitting, like they haven't been coming out with bangers since then. It's been kind of like just some mids. But no, there was one more movie. No, that was it. Yeah, I mean, Zootopia wasn't bad, but that was before, wasn't it?
It's like the ones where they challenge the idea of death that are like different, you know. So Coco, they did it. Soul, they did it. Lion King is kind of about circle of life, it's about death and life. It's like those movies, they stand out, and then like the regular movies are just assembly line.
And then loads of depth, bro.
And then we're coming to the point where obviously Toy Story 5 is in development, and we didn't get it fully into it. Like, is that worth it? Like, why are they doing more Toy Story? Is it because is it just because Lightyear flopped, which again, not a great movie, or is it because they want to make more Toy Story? Like, this is the kind of questions that
If they stole your idea from a previous stream, then Toy Story 5 is going to be super fire, super.
The problem is we both know they're not stealing that idea.
Unfortunately, so, you're right.
They would never. No, it was definitely because Lightyear flopped. That was just like, they definitely thought that they had a banger with it, and it was just bad and boring. And I'm glad that the audience didn't just eat it up like they do most things, because it was pretty garbage.
Serena, did you see Lightyear?
I did not.
Oh yes, it wasn't.
It was so boring.
It was a problem with Lightyear. Yes, boring. And I guess they were going with like, now we're gonna make the gritty realistic Woody movie next. They're gonna make the gritty realistic Rex movie next. I'm like, well, I don't know. Where are we going with this? Just stop it now. And they did. You know, like instead they pivoted back to Toy Story 5.
Don't you love gritty and realistic? Isn't that your thing?
Not for Toy Story. Like there's different things for different reasons. You know, so even though I wouldn't mind a Woody origin story movie, I really wouldn't. But it has to be like of the toy himself, what he was doing before Andy. That would be interesting. Because I don't think he just got born with Andy. He must have been a very old toy. But that's interesting. But
yeah. If they do something crazy, like, oh yeah, that was his dad's toy or whatever, that all the theories are about.
They do all that, but they'll do something. Yeah.
No, but then if they don't do that, then you just like buzz where they don't become sentient until they're out of the box or something, you know?
You know, I'd rather they do like Woody lore instead of like Woody prequel, lore. Prequel to Toy Story, Woody story. Like I'd rather they do something Buzz Lightyear like, even though Lightyear was bad, they just have to do it properly. You know what I mean?
I guess, but thing has already been done. Like nothing about the Lightyear movie was as good as, you know, Buzz Lightyear's, you know, Star Command animated movie of the other day. In fact, objectively that movie was better, like every single way.
Unfortunately, I have to agree, yeah.
And even Sian hated that movie, but I was always a fan of that movie. Not the show. The show was garbage. Don't conflate it, but the movie was good. We're going very deep cut here, but the movie was good.
Well, as far as the live-action Disney goes, I think Aladdin was pretty good. Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. It's and the then, only one that was pretty good.
This guy loves Will Smith.
Bro. Aladdin, I mean, let's go quick around the table. What was the best Disney live-action movie so far that anyone has seen? So, for me...
Lion King, obviously, it's not playing games.
No, it's not. That's the thing. Lion King, the original worst. Said, I'm not sure that I like the new one that much. Like, the new one, I agree. I mean, like Zian saw the future before I did. Like, I was pro movie. I'm into the, I love the story so much that I was like with it. But over the years, I've come to kind of lean on his perspective of it where it's like not that good. I don't hate it as much as he does, but I don't think it's that good either. I guess by default, it has to be Aladdin. The Little Mermaid is a close second. And then the rest, you know? Zion, what's the best live-action Disney movie so far?
I've heard
a lot of people say Cinderella is good. I haven't seen Cinderella, but a lot of people say that was one of the best ones. But
allegedly, yeah. Yeah, people do say that. And that was the first one, right?
That was the first one, when they made Cinderella again, yeah.
I think, yeah, same. It's just between Aladdin and Little Mermaid, they're very similar, in my opinion. It's just that Aladdin took more liberties. They made more changes to, like, make a newer iteration of it. And Little Mermaid was more similar to the original, but... I think they're both pretty much equal for me.
Samir, best Disney remake?
This has to be Aladdin.
I already asked you, didn't I? Is it this
that was the first one.
Yeah. And then Umar, I'm not even going to ask you. So, because you're busy waiting for the Surf's Up remake.
I'll hate all of them forever.
Oh, that is a sequel.
Stitch in live action will file like CGI vomit. I hope not. You have to get Stitch right at the minimum. And then Fatma brings up Inside Out. Inside Out, what's that? Who's seen Inside Out? I feel like I've never seen it. I must have just missed that boat.
Somewhere. No. She mentioned that when we were talking about the similarities of Elemental.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Movie, yeah. And then Strange World's last Disney movie. It said it flopped. And then Austin brings up that true originality is luxury, but I just want Disney to try more instead of falling back on the remakes.
I mean, if they do Kingdom Hearts, then they're onto something.
I don't think they will. That's very wishful thinking.
You know, the only route they can go.
The originality thing, it's like there's also a middle tier where I don't mind them just continuing franchises, like continue Toy Story, continue McFrozen 3 or whatever, continue other things rather than remake old movies. I think that's, I'd rather prefer that too than like completely original ideas. I wouldn't mind that middle ground just continuing other things.
Yeah, and then Aladdin, people say Will Smith taking the genie, didn't try to copy Robin Williams. I agree. I think that really made it work. Inside Out was great. Moana is literally being remade like it was released yesterday. Exactly, yeah, that's the same point I was thinking. Like, Moana just seems crazy. Like, yo, let that movie breathe. And you made a point out right now. I'd rather see Moana 2. Like, make an actual sequel to the animated movie. There's so much you can do with that franchise and with that character. And first of all, on a side note, if they don't put Moana in Kingdom Hearts 4, they're tripping. Like, that's an easy, transition. This guy to go for it, yeah. Also, Coco, like, yo, you're doing the story. It thematically perfectly fits the first world. Like, Sora should go right to Coco right after the whatever. Different audiences like people are wondering. How long until they remake Ratatouille, the realistic looking rats? I mean, that was basically Everything Everywhere All at Once. If you think about it, you know, they had a Ratatouille bit. I understand that Moana is being remade now because The Rock is perked for it and he's going to age out. I guess, yeah, The Rock just has to get that.
He's already now, aged out.
Now he's back in Fast and Furious. Like,
yeah, he's desperate for that post Black Adam paycheck.
Listen, I feel bad for him because he was like that Black Adam, like the way it hurt his career. He had to go back to Fast and Furious, like one thing he promised he would never do. And then now he's back to Moana. It's like you try everything. I guess we can stick to the Kingdom Hearts point for a minute because I just like where this conversation is going organically. It's a difficult story to follow in the game, let alone a live-action movie. I agree. To do a Kingdom Hearts movie has to be a very streamlined version of Kingdom Hearts 1. Very streamlined. To the point where, like, his visiting each world has to be, like, almost five-minute cameo level. And you just bring the actors for those 5 minutes and just keep
it. See, here's the problem with that. That's where you get into dangerous territory. That's, like, part of me inside is, like, just don't even touch a 10-foot pole because They're gonna make a Space Jam 2, and it's gonna be the worst thing in history. You know, so like, just don't even do it.
No, it won't. I mean, if you cast that's it right, here's how I do it.
First of all, just for like 5 seconds each, and it was just garbage.
The first act of the movie has to be pretty fast paced. The first act of the movie has to be everything from Destiny Islands through Traverse Town. Then the second act has to be you visiting the Disney Worlds. Has to be going pretty quick and lean. Don't spend too much time going through the movies again. Just have to just let them visit for a few minutes, fight some Harlots, and get the hell out of here. And the third act, you finish with Hollow Bastion slash End of the World. Maybe even combine them. Like, don't do a one-to-one. Like, do some kind of, like, mix where the second you beat Riku, Ansem just shows up and you fight him. You know, like, something like that. That's the only way to do it. Otherwise, don't do it, you know? It's a better as an anime, honestly, a one-to-one. Oh, yeah, that's exactly what I was saying. Yeah, Austin, yeah. Kingdom Hearts would be easier to adopt into an anime than a movie. Yeah, exactly. Or a Disney Plus series. And Fatma says, good luck to anyone trying to make Kingdom Hearts live action because the story is so complicated. It needs a mastermind to show in a cohesive story. That is true, yeah.
They could probably only do the first one, the first story of Kingdom Hearts 1, then never again. They can't touch it again.
Yeah. Either way, I think that's pretty much all we can go with the Disney remakes. I might hit the other ones kind of rapid fire, and then we'll see where we go with it. But The Flash, it's coming out like 2 weeks, 3 weeks? June 21.
June 16 or something.
Do we think it's going to do well at the box office or not? That's it. That's the basic question. We haven't seen it yet. I'm sure press screening is probably hopefully coming soon. But Zian, box office predictions. Is it going to do better than the recent?
I think it'll do okay. It won't be a bomb like Suicide Squad, but it won't be like as high as the Batman, which was, I think, 700-800 or something. So I think it'll be around 500.
500?
Average movie, you know? Where it's not a complete fail. It's not Black Adam. It's not Suicide Squad. But, like, it's not going to reach a billion, in my opinion, I don't think. Even though they're desperately pushing the marketing and whatever with, like, different people and stuff like that. They're
putting every dollar into Flash marketing.
Which is surprising because it's like they need this to be the one big, huge blockbuster, even though they're, like, abandoning everything. So I don't know what their idea is.
I think what they feel is they have a winner on their hands. Everyone who's seen the movie is saying it's really good, and they're all saying it's, like genuinely good. Like, it's not, like, kind of fake reaction. It feels like genuinely people love this movie to the point where WB decided they're not even going to show it to critics first, show it to fans first. So a lot of fans already saw it in, like, 12 different cities in America, got to see it, and everyone is saying, like, the highest praises for The Flash. So I'm not necessarily asking if it's good or not. I actually think it might be pretty good. It could be decent, actually, especially if they end up polishing it. Especially because, like, I'm kind of seeing it as, like, an epilogue to the DCU, so it's like, whatever. But
no, but here's the thing. Even if it's decent, that's not the question, because it's just the fact that it has DC label slapped on it. The audience, like, they don't come to DC. Like, I don't know what the hole is, what the stop is, but they don't care. It could be good. The Batman should have reached a billion, in my opinion, and it didn't. So it's like, why aren't they coming to theaters?
I'm saying 450 to 500. That's what I'm sitting on it. Umar, what about you? Flash box office, where are you putting it?
Same as Yon. Five.
Five straight.
I think it'll do like, five is not bad.
It's not bad compared to most movies, yeah.
Yeah, five is not bad for them. Like, with their track record, it's not too bad. And plus, I think that, like, if the movie is like, the fans that have already seen it, if everyone's kind of aligning on, oh, you know, it's a good movie, we liked it, like the performances or whatever, I think with the general audiences, it could be a hit, but hit doesn't mean a billion. And I think it's because of what Zian is saying. Because, like, the Batman, like, every Batman movie that comes out, honestly, should be, like, up there. Because he's, like, one of the most loved characters, right?
Yeah, he should perform like Spider-Man every time.
And yeah, billion, you know? Yeah, but I just think that people don't actually pull up for DC. I think it also because of the way the films are made, like, the Spider-Man films, like, you kind of know, like, what you're getting into. The Batman films, you know what you're getting into, but you know it's going to be hella depressing, hella. So,
yeah.
I guess.
Samir, what do you think? Where are you putting The Flash?
I think it'll do all right.
Higher than five.
Yeah. Just because the reviews keep saying it's so good, so maybe people will go see it.
Maybe.
Just trying to feed into the
community. Will you go see it?
Me? I don't know.
We'll see for work reasons. But The Flash, I mean, come on. It'll be all right. I'm not sure if it's in the ass, but let's...
This guy, Charles, wants it to be so good for no reason, bro. It's over. Your boy's out. Right?
You don't want Henry Cavill? Yeah. I mean, spoilers out. I don't want to put spoilers in the chat, but there are things out there about the movie. Which,
what is this guy talking about? Why does he just say that?
I can't say a spoiler on the stream when people haven't seen the movie.
I've seen one spoiler.
I've seen multiple spoilers. I know the whole movie basically, but I know, you would know. But I'm saying I know what they're doing with certain things, you know, like, which I'm not necessarily happy about, but I'm going with the flow at this point. And then, you know, some people don't want to spend the money because Ezra Miller controversy, which I don't have much of a comment on personally. Like, I've heard multiple things from both sides of the fence, so it's hard to like give a full opinion. And then Fatima for Batman's box office not hitting a billion. She said it was rated 15 in the UK, which is like rated R for us. And kids were being turned away. And maybe it hurt it. Yeah. And Fatima also adds in that not many people showed up to Ant-Man. But Guardians did better than Ant-Man, but Ant-Man did very poor. Superhero fatigue is finally kicking in. I think superhero fatigue is kicking in for all the mid-movies. Like, now we're in a state where if you're not making something cutting edge, like Spider-Verse or something else, I don't know, you're not going to make good money, you know? Like,
It's been a long time since we got one of those type of superhero movies.
I mean, Joker 2 will do good, I think. Maybe not a billion, but I think it'll do well.
I think they need someone to come in and, like, right in the middle. Like, you know, Christopher Nolan's, like, a well-known director. Everyone loves him. He's good at his craft. Like, you need someone like that to come in and make, like, a couple movies to, like, just cut the midness of, like, every superhero movie being, like, super mid. You need, like, someone like that. Just come in. Any superhero. Pick the litter. Any superhero. Pick them and just make a really, really good trilogy or a couple movies to, like, cut it all.
So you mean Superman Legacy?
I will kill Shiraz. He knows that Superman Legacy is going to be the worst.
Will it?
Absolute worst.
Is it though? Oh,
yeah. We will be watching.
I'll be seated. After Guardians 3, I'm a little more confident than I was before.
Get ready for the trunks, my friend.
That doesn't bother me that much. It's like, whatever.
That's what I want.
Yeah, Samir wants it. I don't mind either way. I don't know what John's
doing.
I
don't really care either way.
I don't really care either way. If you do it right, I don't really care. See, they beat us into submission. Now we're
personally,
just
like... personally, honestly, okay. There's no going back. You know what I mean? You can't go backwards. If I see anything close to Brandon Routh, I'm gonna hate it. And I'm telling you, that's what it's gonna be. It's gonna be what they call Shiraz loves this word. It's gonna be an amalgamation between Henry Cavill and freaking Brandon Routh. I'm gonna hate it. Looks like Grasshopper.
That sounds like everybody wants. That doesn't sound half bad, actually. So, man, you know it inside. Some people are saying that Henry Cavill will always be the best Superman. I want him to return. Unfortunately, that ship
is dead.
Sailed. I mean, it's not sailed. The only time he can come back is literally in a Spider-Man No Way Home scenario where he's like a surprise multiversal. He's here. Like, you know, I'm here.
Will he, though? I don't think so. I think his disdain for WWE is probably so high right now that he'll never come back in a GM.
No, it has to be with the amount of time gap like that Andrew Garfield got, because the closest comparison to how Henry Cavill was received by the public is Andrew Garfield. Loved him, but they were like okay with the movies, you know? People love the actor, they didn't like the movies that much, and then in the end, Andrew Garfield got redemption. I loved his movie, so he didn't need redemption.
I don't think it'll ever happen because Spider-Man works for that. Multiverse is a big part of Spider-Man in a lot of iterations, but it's not with Superman that much.
If they do Crisis on Infinite Earths, it needs two main Supermen. And that's the only time you can say Henry Cavill shows up to mentor or talk to the James Gunn Superman. That's the only way it works.
It'll be Tyler Hoechlin who's going to come.
No. At that point, they might just CGI Chris Reeve and Rigaman, you know?
I'll just quit watching movies.
You don't watch them anyways.
Yeah. Then Fatima adds that, you know, who knows, maybe post-COVID tastes have changed. Top Gun hit a billion, but other movies are shining. So maybe we're in the post-superhero reality, which honestly is not that bad. TBH. But yeah. So The Flash TV series ended. What are your thoughts on the finale? I didn't watch it.
What took it so long, bro? I thought it ended so many times.
The Flash is over, guys.
For like 3 years, I was like, oh, it's ending.
All I know is
how it ended.
All I know is that there's a character in the show who was brought on to be like the policeman's wife, and then she became a superhero, and then she beat like she soloed like the season 3 villain herself in the finale. I was like, how's that happening? And the power creeping is crazy. And then they brought back, so in the finale, they brought back every single main villain from every season, like all like the main most popular seasons, and then they all had to lose to like all the side characters. Each one of them beat them. I was like, what the Power Rangers am I seeing? But yeah, it's over now. So Umar, to put into context, the Flash started when Ezra Miller was casted, and now his movie's coming out and it's finally ended. It's been 10 years between them.
10 years. It's actually the worst.
So you say you don't want Grant Gustin as your Flash?
Listen, let me tell you the people I never want to see ever again on screen, ever again, okay? Grant Gustin's one of them, okay?
Why?
Tyler Hoechlin or Hoechlin, whatever his dumb name is, okay? Hate that guy. And then, not the guy, just the way he played Superman.
He's a pretty good Superman, too.
I will see Michael Keaton one time, and I hope it's the last time, as Batman.
I heard he's pretty good, too, in the movie. Oh, it's been solid performance.
Okay, I already know I don't like what they're doing, because unless they're going to cut out what they put in the trailers, I could already tell this is not like... Not,
I mean, he's going to be like a record player. He's
it's
gonna play
so bad. Life. It's so bad. What does he even say in the trailer? He's like, hey, you want to get nuts? Let's get nuts. Like, what the hell is this? Like,
it's
what
his
is
line from the original it's movie, Pat. It's from his movie,
go
yeah.
From, no, I don't care. How did the Batman... Okay, this is the Batman.
No, like, I do agree at this point. No, I agree in this point that he's such an action figure in this movie. It's so like bad. You just press a button, he says a line from the other movie. It's like if they bring Ben Affleck back 20 years from now and he just keeps saying, do you bleed to everyone? It's like, yo, I get it. You said it once. It's like, but why do you keep saying it again and again?
So you're saying you didn't like Joss Whedon's version when Superman said it to Batman?
Clearly, I didn't. He said, do you bleed again? But Superman said it, like, why? Why would he say this line?
He's trying to figure out if he bleeds, bro. Forgot.
Yeah. Samir, I know you're a big fan of The Flash.
So. I feel like Supergirl might be good. Like
she might be good. That'll be good. But we're not talking about the movie. We're talking about the TV series that finally ended.
Who cares about the TV series?
I think for a CW finale, they had to go to the fan service route and bring all the villains back. I mean, there are only so many fans, right? And...
It's a limited base.
Of course, it was gonna be bad. I mean,
not many survived in 10 years.
I don't really get what happened. I didn't watch it, but all their lightning was red at the end. So,
I guess I saw that complaint. Yeah, the cobalt blue had red lightning.
Is that why? Is that why they were all so weak? They brought maybe. Back a different way.
Yeah, I guess maybe they're like all the powers are less now or something, like the less versions. And then he ended the show by giving away his powers to 3 different people or something. Or something like that.
I say like Super Dragon Ball Super, like the first movie, whatever. Battle of Gods.
Yeah, he just doesn't have
the power to become. No. This time,
the Flash gives up his power or something, gives it to 3 new people to become the new version of Flash.
That's what so he retires.
He retires. That's why I read it. I read it as he retires, but I don't know.
Didn't they make Smallville that too? That he gives up his powers.
No, Smallville. He became Superman and went off.
No, he became Superman. Yeah.
No, you mean in the crisis thing? Yeah, yeah. He gave it up in the crisis. That was pretty bad. They kind of disrespected Smallville in that crossover. Now think about it. More think about the rest of this. He should have gotten like an equal role to Brandon Routh, like in costume, out there. But I think he didn't want to do it.
Well, it doesn't work because he was Clark Kent. Like you never saw him get to that. He reached that point of Superman.
Let the fans have it then.
So he did it all, then he retired, and then they're like, let's go back.
Let's go back and make him back to being just there. Crazy.
I mean, the bar was on the floor, so I'll allow it.
And you get time out, they went even lower with the finale.
As long as it's over, I don't even
know. Oh, yeah. So that's the point I was getting to is officially the Arrowverse is over, chat. That franchise is dead now.
And the world is better for it.
I feel like a weight's been lifted off my
shoulders. What are you going to do when they cancel Superman for Gotham Knights?
That's going to happen too.
Gotham Knights? Is probably the worst thing ever.
That's the worst thing ever. But they're saying it's dirt cheap to make compared to Superman, even though Superman gets like 10 times the views.
It's doing better.
So they're gonna cast Superman.
It's doing better numbers because like it it's not the DC fans who are watching it. It's like that preteen audience who follows certain actors, like TikTok actors, and then kind of like follow them onto the show. And that's where CW is going. They're shutting down the scripted shows, so all the DC shows ended. And Superman Lois, by the way, if you guys didn't know, it's not, does not exist in the Flash universe. It's a different thing. Like that, yeah, it's like a
Superman. That's still going on.
That's still going on, but it's not part of the universe. But I think they're in their last season now. But the Flash ends like the Arrow timeline, which, you know what? If we had to lose the DCEU in order to also lose the CW universe, I'm okay with it. As long as everything goes, I'm okay with it. Like, I'll say goodbye. I'll
kill the DCEU just to see how it goes away for good.
Yeah, like, if it's a 2-for-1 sale, I'm going for it. We're good with it. Very good with it, personally.
Then we're all on the same page.
Okay. Fatima brings up that CW had potential for made 2 seasons across the shows. It was great and amazing. Season 1 across them all, and then they all fell. Yeah, happy for all who loved it. Yeah. Fortunately, I dropped off after season 2, season 3. For Arrow, we dropped after season 2, but for Flash, maybe season 3.
Did we drop after season 2? We did not. We watched the Damian Dark, which was like season 4 or something. And I watched the other guy.
I was watching kind of just like whatever. All right. Either way.
Last time. Social media watches all DC content. Like whatever.
I love DC so much.
To go from mid to potential masterpiece, Across the Spider-Verse had its first critic's reaction last week. Not performer or critic reaction. Everyone's saying it's a masterpiece, which I guess is pretty much in line, not a big surprise. So I'm not surprised it's a great movie. So the question I have, instead of asking for box office, we know it's going to perform well. The question for the chat is, or for you guys, will it be better than the first movie? And Samir, you're the resident Spider-Verse guy, so I'm going to go to you first. Will Across the Spider-Verse be better than Into the Spider-Verse, in your opinion?
I think it might. The only concern I have is that it's part 1, right? So they're probably going to end. They're not going to have like a complete story, kind of. They'll have something like that, but it'll end like you'll have to wait for the next one to really finish the story.
I don't think that's a bad thing, though, because you can say the same thing about Infinity War and Endgame, and Infinity War was a better movie.
That's true. That's why I think it will be better. And the animation looks better, too, even though the animation of the first one was better than almost every animated movie, I think.
Yeah. I think it started a new generation. A lot of movies now take the Spider-Verse model and like Mitchell versus the Machines, like the kind of movies they take from Spider-Verse and they bring it to the new medium, which is probably the best thing Spider-Verse did, is not just save itself, it saved all of animation from like falling into the Disney trap. Like, every movie does not have to look like a Pixar movie to be good. And these are the movies. And you know, for God's sakes, 2D is not a bad thing also. And they use a mix of 2D and 3D, which is like, makes it so good. I'm sick and tired of the Pixar Play-Doh design now. Like, it was good in 95. It's not good anymore.
I think it's already locked in for like best animated movie at the Oscars. Yeah, it's locked. Like, what would compete with it? Elemental, probably?
No, I doubt it.
Oh, Disney will try.
They'll try, but it's not gonna be. It's not gonna be. No, Spider-Verse is just running away with it. You know, there's just
it's gonna three-peat the Oscars like Jordan, but not like LeBron.
LeBron, which I guess it's time for the last 2 minutes are gonna be a coping session. Umar, how do you feel that Lakers lost?
Well, you know, it is what it is. Unfortunately, they lost to freaking Denver, bro. That's what pisses me off. Anyways,
they're the number one seed, bro.
The whole year. I don't care that they're the number one seed. Okay. Playoff. I care that the Lakers
didn't play. The problem, Umar, is that because he wasn't watching carefully.
I don't care about.
Because Umar wasn't watching carefully this year basketball that much. I think he thought in his head that Denver was like the 2013 Indiana Pacers. They were the number one seed. Oh no, the 2012 Indiana Pacers. And then he thought Roy Hibbert is like a glorified Joker. I'm like, they're not the same teams. And Joker is way better. He's a 2-time MVP and the number one seed. They're different, you know? And it seems like the way I've been watching this Miami Celtics series that Denver's going to eat no matter who comes out, you know?
Well, I mean, they'll definitely eat the Celtics. Celtics don't have anyone to guard anyone.
Listen, it took Jason Tatum to do what LeBron couldn't. We just come back from 3-0.
Hasn't happened yet.
Against a very, very bad Miami team.
First he said that
a bunch of undrafted players.
First he said Denver can only beat the Celtics, implying that Miami can beat Denver. And then he said, of course,
I'm saying they match up a little bit. Even though they're a worse team, they match up a little bit better with Denver because they have players to actually like play defense. You know?
Bro wants Gabe Vincent to go toe with Jamal Murray.
Kyver. They're gonna put Jimmy Butler on Jamal Murray, and they're gonna put Adebayo on Jokic, bro. What are you saying?
Adebayo's the worst player.
We talk about he's way better. He cost him like game six. I mean, game
he's
five.
Like
he cost him game five.
He's like 1%.
He's way better defensively than anyone on Boston. Like Boston's garbage, bro.
He's like 1%
on defense. They're actually bad.
Fath wants to add that Samir, please don't speak supporting Boston or Nuggets from here on out.
Nuggets are winning it all. Remember this from college.
I guess Boston's gonna win. I guess I'm going with Miami or Boston now.
You would.
The thing is, you call the only series you called right this whole time was Lakers. Lakers, yeah. But you've been calling every series wrong, I think.
I told you Nuggets were gonna meet them in five.
Yeah, but I think you're shooting 1 for 16 basically on playoff series.
Yeah, but he was the reverse thing. He was the reverse thing. He said Nuggets were gonna win because he was desperate for the Lakers to win inside.
The only time I was wrong was when the Bucks lost the first round. But Giannis was injured, so.
Well, LeBron's also injured. LeBron was playing with a torn tendon, yo.
Bro, he says that to make it sound bad. It wasn't even that bad.
Oh, it was bad.
Went to LeBron James' feet.
Bro, AD got hit in the head. He had to pull the wheelchair out. Okay, that's what the Lakers are. That's their whole team.
Bro, supporting Run and Dunk Merchant Line next year.
Bro, he came back, put up 40 points. He had to get like fluid after the game. Giannis, 80 got hit in the head. He pulled the wheelchair. It's crazy. Crazy behavior, bro. By the Lakers, they run the narrative. LeBron gets all stuck. I'm retired.
All I know is if anyone came to play in game four of Lakers series, anyone except LeBron, they would have won. They needed one guy to show up. One guy, any guy. Anyone had to play a decent game with LeBron, and no one showed up.
Didn't Austin Reeves have like 25 points?
I mean, those are called like padding points, not like they're not significant points.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, what happens if the Lakers get Kyrie?
I mean, I heard they want to do a sign and trade for D'Lo, Kyrie. There's no way the Mavs are accepting it. So
I'll trade the whole team for Kyrie. I hate the team. The team is so bad.
LeBron's coming out of retirement for Kyrie.
Yeah, I'll trade Hachimura. I'll trade.
But you can't trade. D'Lo. First of all, no.
You got to sign them and then trade them.
Audience is gone, but I'm saying that. Listen. Listen, okay? If Kyrie takes a pay cut, he can come without them trading anyone. But if he wants every dollar of his salary, they have to assign and trade with the Mavericks. And the Mavericks will only do it if they give them Austin Reeves. So this is the reality, you know?
The Mavs, they're not going to do it.
Give them Austin Reeves. Keep Rui and freaking and then trade D'Angelo Russell for some other.
D'Lo
is a free agent also.
Can we honestly say Kyrie would have been better than Austin Reeves this playoffs?
Yeah, we can't confirm it. They built super teams with KD and they couldn't do anything.
They got injured for the Bucks one. Yeah.
The hospital ring.
Kyrie's just a new Westbrook. It's done for him. He's over.
The one time the Bucks won, everyone.
You'll never, ever say that ever. This guy put Kyrie and Russell freaking Westbrook in the same breath. It's messed up.
The GM loves trading his teammates. Loves trading KCP, who's going to win a ring with the Nuggets now.
That's a big shame, big one.
They should just fire LaDarvin Ham and get one of the new guys.
You got so far, they're never going to fire him.
Yeah, they're not. First year getting there is not bad. In fact, I was almost guaranteed the Boston coach would get fired. But even to lose game seven, the fact that he stormed back 3-0.
Yeah, he's not fired now.
He's safe now, yeah. Otherwise, if he got swept, he would have been fired the next day. But they're going to keep him now. Joe Mazzulla.
Why doesn't Eric Spoelstra just come to the land? And by the land, I don't mean Cleveland.
My Spoelstra agenda is quickly withering away.
Always getting exposed, bro.
He's getting exposed. He got exposed. Or is Pat Riley getting exposed for being a horrible GM and his team is really bad and then Spo is maximizing a really bad roster, I'm telling you.
That's true.
I never want to see Kyle Lowry pick up a basketball rest of my life.
That's why he wasn't at the end of the game.
And then we all know Jimmy Butler's playing a different game anyways.
So. What about Gabe Vincent?
Bro, he became LeBron instead of Michael Jordan.
Michael?
Well, it was always next year. Either way,
he would have become LeBron if he missed the free throws. But he became Jordan. Yeah,
he hit three free throws. He was him.
Before you end the stream, why don't you break it down for us? Why is LeBron better than Michael, Jeffrey, Jordan?
Michael?
Mikal? Okay, I'll tell you why. LeBron, you know, better passer, better defender, better rebounder, better scorer, better three-point shooter. The only thing he's not better than Jordan is getting foul calls. And the rest of Jordan made half of his free throws, half of his shots came at the free throw line. The only thing LeBron doesn't have that Jordan has is a good mid-range shot. Everything else LeBron's better than Jordan had. And then the from accomplishments, okay, let me go off here. Jordan never faced any super team in the finals. He only faced plumbers, electricians, and two Hall of Famers max.
Did he win?
Charles Barkley once, and he faced Gary Payton once.
Did he win?
And then he faced Karl Malone. He faced John Stockton and Malone. He faced John Stockton and Malone twice.
Hey.
Easiest finals he's ever
had. Did he win?
Yeah, he won. What happened when
LeBron played the easy matches? Did he win?
If LeBron faced
the
same teams Jordan faced, he'd be 6-0. If you put LeBron,
Jordan on Miami against Dallas.
No. Replace Jordan with LeBron, give him the same Bulls roster and give him the same opponents that Jordan faced, it would be the same 6-0. Okay?
Put Jordan against Dallas, put
the 96 Bulls, his best team. Tell him to face KD Warriors with Curry. They're losing in five.
Bro, they're losing in four.
The refs came in. They took
it
out of the game for one of them.
No, they're losing in five. Okay, that's what's going
to
happen.
They had to put the narrative in the documentary. They knew they were filming.
No. But see, that would work if they also wanted to film the Lakers coming back from 3-0, first team in history. But they didn't.
The difference between LeBron and Jordan is that Jordan got lucky. He got into an era where there was nobody else. And the one time somebody else came up to play, Hakeem, who would have beat Jordan if they played in 95, but he was out playing baseball. If they faced the Rockets versus Bulls, they would not beat it. Because guess what? The one thing that all the Jordan haters, lovers erase is the 95 NBA Finals, right? When he comes back from retirement. And they faced Shaq, Orlando Magic. The Magic beat them, and everyone forgets it happened. The Magic beat Jordan, Pippen, Bulls, okay? And they say, oh, Jordan was getting used to coming back. Bro, he was been back since January. He had a whole, 6 months to get ready for it, and he still lost. You know why?
The
Bulls could never guard any team with a competent big man, and that's why they would have lost it. They lost to Shaq, they would have lost to Hakeem.
All that narrative and still two rings short.
LeBron sold two rings. I'm fine with it. He sold 2011 and he sold 2014. Even 2014.
No. He averaged 35 in 2014?
There's no one came to play, but that's fine. I still give him the onus for it. Every other series in 2015, if they had a healthy Kyrie and Kevin Love, they might have won that series too.
Also, the way Dallas played them, in all honesty, there was no beating the Mavericks. They're too good.
The Mavericks play exactly how the Nuggets play. They're the same game plan.
That's why Jokic versus Bam is going to be Dirk versus Bosh again.
Nah, Dubai plays better defense than Chris Bosh.
Yeah, he has a better defense. Bosh is just a jump shooter at that point.
Also, unfortunately, LeBron also carried the Miami team. They could never win without him scoring 30, 10, 10.
All I know is this stream is...
Let's call it 100, It's not really a super team.
Okay, I said, and never forget, the league, aka Jordan, stopped LeBron from having a perfect season in 2013. In 2013, this guy had the NBA championship, the Finals MVP, the MVP, the best record in the NBA, a 27-game win streak, first all-team defense, first all-team all-NBA. Everything was good. And then Marc Gasol, who was not on first team All-NBA, somehow won Defensive Player of the Year. When LeBron was on first team All-NBA, the Heat had the best defensive rating and the best offensive rating. The 2013 Heat was
so tough, on par. Bro.
2013 Heat are on par with the 96 Bulls as one of the most historically great teams. And LeBron was running the ship, and they didn't give him Defensive Player of the Year. He would have had a perfect season.
Is that right?
Yeah. But Jordan, he got multiple Defensive Players of the Year, even though he had to guard electricians. Okay, he got lucky that in the 80s he dodged Magic's prime, Bird's prime. He had prime Isaiah, and Isaac kept beating him until Isaiah.
And he wasn't even the best defender on his team. Scotty was better defender than him.
LeBron would have saw the Bulls doing crack or something, he would have left the team.
Bro, Scotty was Scotty took every defensive assignment for Jordan when Jordan won defensive player of the year. What am I hearing?
That's why he's the GOAT. Listen, this stream is moving like LeBron's career, which means it ended a long time ago.
Alright. Listen, all he knows, Scotty knows that Jordan's the guy. He said it right now that Jordan was like, I mean, that LeBron's the guy.
You don't even want to hear why Scotty's tripping.
I know. I'm thinking Giannis is going to be 1-9. He's playing a different game. All right, either way, don't worry, I'll guard him. Exactly. All right, so what do you guys think about the topics? Disney remake, worth it. Flash box, I was Spider-Verse. Let us know in the comments below and join the debate. From myself, from Zion, from Umar, and from Samir, we're the Faruqi Bros. And we'll see you next time. He's out.